Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2608, Confirmation Bias, Why You Make Terrible Life Choices by Nir Eyal of nirandfar.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, the guy that reads blogs or articles to you every single day of the year, including weekends, holidays, and if you're listening in real time, right around the new year. I appreciate you listening every single day. It really means a lot. We're going to get right to our next post as we optimize your life. Confirmation Bias, Why You Make Terrible Life Choices by Nir Eyal of nirandfar.com. You walk into your first yoga class. You're a little insecure about your weight and how your yoga clothes cling to your body, revealing every flaw. You're nervous about making a fool of yourself. Your eyes instantly zoom onto the fit, model-esque people chatting in the corner. As you walk past them, your ears pick up the tinkle of laughter. My God, are they laughing at me? You pick a spot in the back of the classroom where no one can see you. The teacher asks everyone to get into a crouching fish pose. Do people know this pose? You flail around on your mat and fall over with a big thump. You look up to make sure no one saw you. The guy next to you is hiding a smirk. I knew it. Everyone is laughing at me. You avert your gaze after class, run out of there, and vow to never do yoga again. Confirmation bias strikes again. In the yoga class, you looked for instances that confirmed your insecurities. The models who were laughing at you, the guy who smirked when you fell. You ignored other instances that didn't prove your insecurities, basically everyone else in the class who barely took notice of you. Confirmation bias is the human tendency to seek, interpret, and remember information that confirms pre-existing beliefs. It is insidious. It affects every choice you make, every single day. The things you choose to buy, your health, who you choose to marry, your career, your emotions, your finances, it all happens in the background without you noticing. How does confirmation bias work? Confirmation bias affects you in three ways. Number one, how you seek information. Confirmation bias affects how you look at the world around you. When you're alone at home feeling lousy, you immediately jump onto Facebook or Instagram. You look at pictures of people traveling, partying, getting married, and think everyone you know is living a great life. You say to yourself, I'm such a lonely loser. You sit at home and feel all because you chose to seek information that confirms your crummy feelings. You knew looking at those photos would make you feel worse, but you sought them anyway. Number two, how you interpret the information in front of you. Confirmation bias also affects how you process what is otherwise neutral information. It tends to favor your beliefs. When you are falling in love, all you see in your partner is a beautiful, perfect Adonis. You don't notice a single flaw. When that relationship sours, all of a sudden, all you see are flaws. His coffee breath, his penchant for droning endlessly about a topic you don't care about, the hairs he leaves in the sink. You are dating the exact same person, but you perceive the things he or she does differently based on how you feel. Number three, how you remember things. Even your memories are affected by confirmation bias. You interpret and possibly even change memories and facts in your head based on your beliefs. In a classic experiment, Princeton and Dartmouth students were shown a game between the two schools. At the end, Princeton students remembered more fouls committed by Dartmouth, and Dartmouth students remembered more fouls committed by Princeton. Both groups of students fundamentally believed their school was better. So they tended to remember and recall more instances that showed their school in a good light and the opposing school in a bad light. Why am I like this? You seek evidence that confirms your beliefs because being wrong feels crummy. Being wrong means you're not as smart as you thought. So you end up seeking information that confirms what you already know. In a famous experiment, when participants were presented with evidence counter to their political beliefs, areas of their brain associated with physical pain became more active. It's as if being wrong physically hurts. It's easy to accept opposing views when it concerns things you don't care about, but you also have deep-seated beliefs that form a core part of your identity, like that you're a kind person, that your political views are correct. Evidence that runs counter to these beliefs often causes cognitive dissonance, a feeling of immense stress and anxiety. Cognitive dissonance triggers a fight or flight response. You either dig in your heels and double down on your existing beliefs, fight, or get away from the opposing fact, flight. Your brain's primary goal is self-protection. Your brain's primary goal is self-protection, and this applies both physically and psychologically. When opposing facts challenge your identity, your brain perceives the psychological threat and protects you as if it was an actual physical threat. There's just too much information to process. It takes tremendous effort to hold opposing hypotheses and try to evaluate evidence for and against each one. So your brain optimizes for the fastest shortcut to a solution. It's too much work to evaluate contradictory information and figure out what's right. It's easier to look for two or three things to support your current viewpoint. So what can I do about it? Number one, approach life with curiosity, not conviction. When you walk into every interaction trying to prove yourself right, you're going to succumb to confirmation bias. Researchers studied two groups of children in school. The first group avoided challenging problems because it came with a high risk of being wrong. The other actively sought them out for the learning opportunity, even though they might be wrong. The second group consistently outperformed the first. Focus less on being right and more on experiencing life with curiosity and wonder. When you're willing to be wrong, you open yourself up to new insights. Number two, seek and understand disagreement. Understanding various viewpoints can help you refine your perspective. According to researchers, you can actually change your deep-seated beliefs. The trick? Surround yourself with a variety of opposing viewpoints. Say you're buying a house and you love one in particular. Ask a friend to play devil's advocate and propose reasons for not buying this house. That way you can make sure you're seeing more than just your viewpoint and make a rational decision. Number three, think about thinking. To fight back against cognitive biases, you need to evaluate your instinctive reactions. The next time you run across facts that completely confirm your worldview, stop. Think about the assumptions you're making and look for ways to prove yourself wrong. Say you're a coffee lover. You need your morning cuppa to properly function. When you're browsing your Facebook feed, articles touting the benefits of coffee will instantly grab your attention. It's easy to read these articles and go, aha, that confirms all my life choices. The next time you catch yourself doing that, try to actively search for information that contradicts what you believe in. Conclusion. Confirmation bias is an unavoidable part of how you make decisions. It's an evolutionary trait that colors how you view the world, and it's not something you can always overcome. But when you're making big decisions, decisions about your health, finances, love life, you want to mitigate its effects the best you can. Learning and understanding how confirmation bias works gives you the opportunity to compensate for its downsides and make more rational decisions. So next time you're going from crouching fish pose to flying chihuahua, don't worry, no one's looking at you. You just listened to the post titled Confirmation Bias, Why You Make Terrible Life Choices by Nir Eyal of nirandfar.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Digging in here, he has a series of why you make terrible life choices, with confirmation bias just being one of them, and probably something we both could relate to. It's so easy to look for things that confirm our own beliefs. It's human nature. And there are some really interesting examples in there, some of which are based on real studies, so it's hard to argue with it. I do personally try to play devil's advocate with certain things, and often more with myself than with other people, because it can come across as sort of combative if you're the person who's always playing devil's advocate. It can be quite exhausting for the other party, feeling like they constantly have to explain and justify everything. But we can always play devil's advocate in our head, or again, with our own stories and decisions. Another thing I try to do is not watch on TV, for example, just one viewpoint. This can be difficult to digest or feel like a waste of time when listening to someone who is completely against our thinking or way of life, but at least we might understand where they're coming from, and then that can get us out of this bias. So some good tips here from Nir to try out. Thank you for being here. And I know I say that a lot, thank you for being here, but I really mean it. I'm able to continue to do this because of you being here. Have a great rest of your day. And if this goes live when I expect, Happy New Year. And I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.